Hello.
Hello, Heidi.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, thank you for asking. Were you or anyone you know of affected by Depo Provera?
I don't know if I was, but I do have a tumor in my brain.
Okay, sorry to hear that. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And did you take Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I did.
Okay. And have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No, because I wasn't sure how much of a if this was a scam or whatnot, so I just let it go.
Okay. So for Depo Provera, there is a lawsuit against it and the drug manufacturer. It has been proven to cause meningiomas in individuals, and it only took 1 year of use for individuals to have been medically affected, unfortunately. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation or have signed any documents retaining another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then who was affected? Was it you or a family member?
Myself.
Okay. And do you have any family members or friends who may have also been affected?
I don't know.
Okay. And were you diagnosed, was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay, and when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
2 years ago.
Okay, do you recall what time of the year it was, beginning, middle, or end?
It was in the between probably the most middle because I had radiation treatment done in June, so
Okay, so you were diagnosed, were you diagnosed in June or May?
I was diagnosed well, they found it in March, but they weren't sure exactly what it was because they thought it was just swelling behind my eye. And then they did the MRI, and that's when they found it. So probably like April or May.
Okay. And that's 2 years ago, so would that be 2023 now? Because
Oh
it's
my God, no,
five.
I'm sorry. 3 years ago, it was 22 when they found it.
Okay. 2022 when they found it.
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and the injectable that you used, was it called Depo Provera? Was it called Depo Sub-Q Provera? Or was it the generic?
Honestly, I don't know. I was in prison when I was taking it. I just know it was Depo.
Okay, so you just know it was Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use Depo, and then, so you used Depo Provera for a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Yeah, I used it for like 6 years.
Okay. And then can you confirm within 1 year you had at least four injections before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2025? Okay, when would you say you first started using Depo Provera?
Oh my goodness. The first time I ever used Depo was in my son was born in 96.
Okay. And did you use it after his birth or before his birth?
After his birth.
Okay. So
And
would you say,
then I
pardon?
went off from it for a while. I got back onto it, got off from it, went back onto it, and I finally went back on in 2000. In December 2015, I got put back on it full time until I want to say it was January of 24 was my last injection.
Okay, so your last injection was January of 2024,
Yeah.
and then your first injection would have been, would that have been in 97
The
or
first time I ever used it would have been in 96.
96? Do you recall
But my
roughly what month?
My son was born in July, so probably August.
Okay. August of 96. And that's okay if the dates are off by a little. The attorneys will pull medical records and verify exactly when it was prescribed. They just ask for the best of your memory for all this information. And I'll send over a HIPAA compliant medical record release form and the retainer agreement for you to go through. The attorneys work solely on contingency basis, which means you never pay them any money out of pocket. They only get paid if they're able to achieve a settlement on your behalf. In the event of a, if they're unable to achieve a settlement, you don't have to pay them any money. There's no fees, nothing for their time and their effort, okay? In the event of a settlement, it says this in the retainer agreement, it's a 60-40 split. So you get 60%, the attorneys get 40%. And again, nothing comes out of your pocket, it comes out of the settlement, okay? Okay. And for that HIPAA of compliant medical record release form, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name here spelt Heidi. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then I have your last name spelt Gannon. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Heidi, what is your date of birth?
August 31st, 1975.
75. Thank you. And I have 08/31/1975. Okay. And then I have an email address here for you. Is it your first name, last name, 45 at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then the phone number I have down for you is 518-491-7536.
Yeah.
Is this a cell phone or a landline?
The cell phone.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
2971 State Route 9, Ballston, Ballston, Spa, New York, 12020.
Okay. And that number is 2971, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Medical staff.
Okay. And how many times, to the best of your memory, were you injected with Depo Provera?
Oh, my goodness. Trying to think. In 2015 to
2024. That's
24.
About 9 years in itself.
Yeah, and it was at least four times a year because it was every 3 months.
Yep. So let's see. So 9 times 4, that's about 36 times.
Yeah. And then prior to that, the other times I was on it, I would say maybe 4 or 5 injections each time I was on it.
Okay. So do you want to just do an estimate of like 45, 40? What would you feel more comfortable with?
Probably an estimate about 45 times.
Okay. Okay. And then do you recall the name of the doctor or the medical staff that administered the Depo Provera?
Oh, the first doctor who ever administered it for me was Whitney M. Young Health Center.
Pardon? Doctor, or sorry, what was the health center?
Whitney M. Young.
Whitney M. Young Health Center?
Yep.
And was that in Albany?
Yes.
Okay, Albany, New York. Okay.
The second place was, oh my God, I can't remember the doctor's name or the office's name. It was in Glens Falls.
Glens Falls.
Stop.
And were they, was it a gynecologist?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can do a Google search. Okay. Do you recall roughly
Provost.
Where?
Dr. Provost. Dr. Provost's office.
Okay. Dr. Provost, Glen Falls. Dr. Douglas Provost?
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Southwestern Ave.
I don't remember where he is now. He might have moved since the last time I seen him.
Okay, that's fine.
The next doctor and clinic is Myrtle Street, OBGYN, Dr. Cutler.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Myrtle Street, OBGYN, Dr. Cutler. In Saratoga Springs?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Amos Cutler?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Okay.
And then the next place was Saratoga County Correctional Facility.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Saratoga County Correctional Facility. And is that in Boston Spa?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and these doctors that administered it, did they also prescribe it?
Dr. Cutler prescribed it for the Saratoga County Mental, Saratoga County Correctional Facility.
Okay, so Dr. Amos Cutler was for Saratoga. Saratoga County, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then Dr. Provost, did he also prescribe the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Whitney M. Young Health Center, it was a doctor, Christine.
Okay. Doctor, okay, Whitney M. Young. It's showing as Whitney M. Young Junior Health Center. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was a doctor, Christine. Let's see. Do you recall their last name?
That was their last name.
Oh, Dr. Christine. Okay.
Yeah, it was a guy.
Okay. Christine. Was it with a K or with a C?
I believe it was with a C.
Okay.
Okay. It was almost 30 years ago, so.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Christine Michael? Were they a gynecologist?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And then after Saratoga County Correctional Facility was Bedford Hills Correctional Facility.
Bedford Hills Correctional Facility.
And the doctor
was that in?
Sorry?
Where was that in? What city?
Bedford Hills, New York.
Okay. Okay. Bedford Hills?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, I see it here. Okay. And then what was the doctor?
I want to say her last name was Williams, but I can't.
That's okay. I'll put possible doctor. Dr. Williams, medical records will show. Okay, and then who was the most recent doctor that prescribed it?
Okay, so the next, it would be Albion Correctional Facility, and it was the GYN there. I don't know her name.
Okay, that's fine. What was the name of the correctional facility again?
Albion, A-L-B-I-O-N.
Correctional, okay. Correctional facility. And that's in Albion, New York?
New York, yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and then is it correct to assume that it was prescribed to you at the correctional facility? That was, they used their own pharmacy?
Correct.
Okay, okay. Okay, so then let me just copy this over. Okay. And then they're on State School Road?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
3595 State School Road, Albion, New York.
Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
They did an MRI and they did a CT, yep.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma of the brain?
Oh goodness.
Or the name of the facility?
Roswell Cancer Institute in Buffalo, New York.
Roswell Cancer Institute, Buffalo, New York.
Dr. Prashad.
Okay, Dr.
Don't
Prashad.
I don't know how to spell it,
That's
but that's
okay.
my doctor.
Okay. Dr. Prashad. Okay, with Roswell. Doctor, and his first name started with a D, Dehendra Prashad.
Halfway.
Okay. Was
Hold on,
him.
I might be able to go right on the app and tell you because I got the app right here.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Portal.
And Roswell Park, is that on Elm Street?
I think so.
Okay.
I can give you the phone number for it.
Sure.
It's 716-845-3173.
3173, thank you. Okay. And it's Dr. Prashad. And what was Dr. Prashad's specialty?
He is oh, I'm believing he's a neurologist.
Okay. Thank you. And did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, never.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I've received radiation treatment.
Okay, radiation.
5 days worth of radiation treatment, and every 6 months I have to continue getting MRIs.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm sorry you had to go through all of this because of Depo-Provera. Was radiation treatment done by Dr. Prashad? Okay.
It was
So,
him and the team.
okay. And it was done at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So they were the diagnosing facility and the treating facility, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
No.
Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Be able to provide them. I actually have them on my portal.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact? Okay. And what is their name?
Okay, I'm going to spell it for you because it's hard to know how to spell it if I just pronounce it.
Thank you.
NIK OL AOS, and then the last name is KOU FO MI CH AL IS.
Okay, thank you. And then on the first name, is the last letter F as in Frank or S as in Sam?
S as in Sam.
Okay, thank you. And then what is a good phone number?
838-250-9400.
Thank you. Okay. And then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything down correctly before I send over those documents. So Heidi, I have your first name spelled Heidi. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and I have your last name spelled Gannon.
Correct.
Okay, and then I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. And I have your email address here as your first name, last name 45@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and then I have your mailing address as 2971 State Route 9, Ballston Spa, New York, 12020.
Correct.
Okay, and then I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. I have down May of 2022. Does that sound correct?
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at my patient portal. It was actually 23.
Okay.
May 17th, 2023.
Okay, thank you. May 17th of 2023.
Yes.
And then I have your date of birth as 08-31-1975.
Yeah.
Okay. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
106-56-3796.
Thank you. So I have 106-56-3796.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have you first started taking Depo-Provera around August of 96. And the last time you used Depo-Provera was January of 2024.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah. I have to sign it online, right?
Uh-huh. Yep. I'm going to send over a DocuSign. You'll see that HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. You'll see the retainer agreement. And you'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. That'll be for me.
Okay.
I'll stay on the phone with you in case you have any questions or if anything is misspelled and needs to be corrected, okay?
All right.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, I just sent it over now. Let me know when you see that text come through. The text comes faster than the email typically.
Just trying to make it sound even better at home. The fact is, I am qualified. I'm doing kind of job for God. I swear.
We're moving. And on the way out, explain how much
you're going through my email or my text.
Do you see a new text there?
Yep. Welcome to discuss sign a message and data rates may apply. Jeanette Butler from
Mass Tort Strategies. Yep. And then you might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages once you click that link. And then
DocuSign wants to use your device location. Okay.
And then do you see a little square to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Yes.
Go ahead and press that square and then press continue or next, and then you should see a start button.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, and then it'll direct you to your first signature field. You'll tap that field and it will bring up a box for you to either draw your signature with your finger or you can press select style and it will input one for you.
Okay. Hey, Walker. Long time no see. What's your plan? June, July? Yeah, I got a new shirt on the safe in
there.
You need to buy yourself one of these. That's doggone handgun, mate.
All right.
Okay.
Got
and then.
Okay.
And then it'll direct you to another signature field. You'll tap that field and it should just input your signature there.
Yep.
Okay. And then you should see a finish button.
Yep.
Go ahead and press that. And if you missed anywhere, it'll take you back. Oh, perfect.
Nope,
just
you're done signing.
Perfect. So you'll receive an additional email with the completed DocuSign that you can save in your email for your records. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Ben Martin Law Group. They reach out pretty quickly. They'll just be calling to start the case verification process, verifying that you are Heidi. It is okay to start the process of requesting medical records on your behalf. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as you can, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But as of right now, you're all good to go. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you have a great rest of your day and keep an eye out for their call, okay, Heidi?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.